Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm John Williams. We're in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in the Tribune Tower. Thank you, Steve Bertrand. Not that long ago, Mary Schmeek in the Tribune, reflecting on the Tribune Tower, wrote, "The Tribune Tower without the Chicago Tribune sounds like a chocolate bar without the chocolate, or a stadium without a team, or a body without a soul. But I'm excited by the prospect of moving," she wrote. "Times change, so do cities. Life is movement." As Blair Kamen, the Tribune's architecture critic, recently wrote, she said, "Buildings are commodities and architectural permanence is an illusion. But leaving anywhere, a home, a town, a school, makes you see it more clearly. Loss is a light on the past. And in the light of leaving, I've been noticing the grand old tower more lately." I think any of us who've been in this building lately have been doing the very same thing. About that Blair Kamen column, he also said, "Buildings may be designed as cathedrals of commerce or shrines to a free press, but they're also commodities. And the companies that build these monuments rarely stay in them. Sears is no longer in the Willis, originally Sears Tower. There's no more Wrigley in the Wrigley building." And he goes on to help us reflect on how to deal with the Tribune Tower changing. Those two people, Blair Kamen and Mary Schmeek, are in our studios. Thank you both for coming in. How are you?
We're good.
So for, I was going to say readers, for your listeners who didn't fully understand the context of this, we're all moving out of Tribune Tower. Maybe you have talked their ears off about that.
I mentioned it before you came in, but yeah, I probably should have prefaced this with that. We're leaving this building. You're leaving this building.
The Blair's, Chicago Tribune, WGN.
All of the people that are here have to go out, and Chance the Rapper is going to come in with a condo, with a hotel, with some apartments. Do we know what's going to be in this exact spot, Blair, where I'm sitting right now and you are too?
The John Williams Memorial Shrine.
they ain't no
haven't,
such
haven't
thing.
Haven't they done the bust yet?
No, they have not. I mean, this is such a unique location, so I'm going to miss it. I feel personal about this. Where are you on this, Mary Schmeek, today?
I fluctuate between a certain anger and sadness, the anger being the financial situation that has forced us out of the tower that I don't think actually had to exist, the sadness being that this was a building built for the newspaper that carries its name in the days when that newspaper was so important to the city. It still is, but in a different measure. At the same time, I'm with Blair. Life changes. Buildings are just buildings. And we're going over to the Prudential Building, not far from here on the other side of the river. Spectacular view of Millennium Park. And I actually think that may be a good thing.
Why?
For us.
Why?
Because as newspapers struggle with the change from print to digital, to just, you know, everything that comes along with being a news operation, which is not as focused on paper, I think just getting out of that old newsroom, that it's almost like a haunted house. I look around and I see
a lot of empty spaces in that building.
Yeah, and every person that I've worked with in the 33 years that I've been, God, at the Tribune, I think a fresh start can be a very good thing for us.
And the building will still be here, right, Blair? I mean, it'll still grace the skyline. They're not going to, you know, knock this down and put up a bigger, better one. So the building will still be here.
Yeah, that's the important thing, saving the building. In other words, the building, after a while, really assumes an identity that's separate from its occupant, just like the Wrigley Building does. It's beloved just for what it is, as a work of art. So we will... You know, it's great that the plans for this building don't simply incorporate the tower itself, the 36-story office building, but the three structures around it. The printing plant, which is just to the east, the WGN radio building, four stories, which is to the north, and the WGN TV building, eight stories, also to the north.
But what's going up in the parking lot behind Tribune
Well,
tower?
But wait. Okay. In other words, the point of the Tribune Tower isn't simply the tower, an object all by itself. It's the way these four buildings make a distinctive place at the head of Michigan Avenue. They wrap around the Nathan Hale statue on that little courtyard, and that's where people see the fragments from famous historic buildings around the world. So that's good. That's a good part of the developer's plan to turn this building into condos, because they didn't have to save those other buildings other than the tower. Only the tower was protected by landmark statue.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, all right, so that's nice. What do you think of what's going to happen in the parking lot where this new building's going to go?
There's a plan for a 1,422-foot tower that would be the second tallest building in Chicago, hotel, apartments, and condos. I dubbed it the Batman Tower because the top of it kind of had this look like Batman's mask. Other people thought it looked like, what was it? I can't remember. But anyway, I think that I was mixed on that tower. I think the parts of it were kind of 96 stories of tasteless blah, and other parts of it were dramatic and exciting and quite visually strong.
But I'm also getting from you, Mary, that it's a metaphor, right? The fact that journalism is changing, the Tribune Tower sort of represents the Tribune, represents media in America or print journalism in America, and it's almost apropos that we're leaving here and need to start afresh or anew, right?
Yeah. Well said, John.
No, not a...
But one thing I think that will subtly change for us is that in all the years that I've worked in this building, that Blair has worked in this building, when we walked into the building, even if we didn't walk in every day and appreciate the splendor, the glory that we're now talking about so much, you were walking into the newspaper building. And there was, even if it was only subconsciously, this sense of the newspaper occupies this vital spot in the city. Our work is vital in this way, and the structure represents it. Now we're going to go over to a perfectly nice building with a fabulous view and a free gym, I'm told. But it's not a newspaper building. The newspaper is just another office.
Well, that's why I think the word Chicago Tribune should stay on the side of the building. It sounds like the Tribune wants to take those letters off.
It's ridiculous. They're claiming it's intellectual property. It's a stupid argument. They're getting free advertising.
That's what I thought.
I would love it to stay.
The sign has been there since the 1960s. It's an indelible part of the building's history. It's whenever people photograph the building, the sign is in it. So I think those people are nuts. And, if they want to fire me as a... for saying that, let them go ahead. But they're crazy.
I mean, I'm unclear. Who wants to take it off, and what do they plan to do with it?
The ownership of the ownership associated with the newspaper has said they don't want to do anything with it. They just don't want it there. Yeah, it's complicated.
Well, but it wasn't part of the argument that we don't know what's going to happen in the building or how the building is going to be represented, so we need to take our name off of it and control our name and its image. And I guess in theory I understand that, but I don't know what they think is going to happen to the Tribune Tower that their name associated with it would be bad. It'll always be called the Tribune Tower. And what great free advertising to have it say Chicago. Hey, if they want to put WG on radio on the side, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
They can put my name on there if they want.
I think the big thing, going back to what Mary said, is that this is really part of a national trend. In other words, the newspaper building really symbolized the watchdog role of newspapers and their place as civic actors, right? So, in other words, you could associate they represented the essential role that the press played in a democratic society, and now we're going to be going into this building, which, as Mary says, isn't our building, and we're just another tenant in it. And we'll have a little sign on the building, like on the Stetson Avenue side, which no one will ever see. I think at a time when Donald Trump is saying that the press are the enemies of the people, and the press is under attack from Trump and the likes of Kellyanne Conway with her baloney about alternative facts, it's very. I think this is serious. the fact that the person on the street can't see the newspaper building. They can't see that symbol of what, you know, of what the press does.
Now, maybe you're starting to answer my next question, because I asked you guys off the air, do you think the average person in Naperville, we're all attached to the building, we work in the Tribune Tower, and if you even work on Michigan Avenue and see it every day, you may have a different feeling than a person in the suburbs. Does Chicagoland care about this the way the three of us do? What do you think, Mary?
No, but I do think there are a lot of people who care. I know from my postings on Facebook how many people I hear from who are distraught that this will no longer be Tribune Tower. Is that the majority of people? I wouldn't gamble on saying yes, but it is a lot of people, and it's probably older people who have read the newspaper in the way that we have always understood the newspaper, and who have valued its role.
I don't want to mine it for too much, but I also wonder if it looks like a retreat. You know, the same way, like you were saying, Blair.
It doesn't look like a retreat. It is a retreat.
And that's what I hate.
I mean, this, look, this building, was the capital of an empire, a publishing empire. It was Colonel Robert McCormick's empire. The empire included bureaus around the world. And in Washington, it included Canadian paper mills. It was a vast newspaper empire, and of course, it wasn't just the Tribune. It was the Chicago. It was the Daily News in New York. Papers all over the place. This was an incredibly influential outfit, and so I don't think there's any question that this is a retreat. I mean, we don't. There's
but
no
not
point
a chosen in, retreat.
Well, but in inevitable,
I'm sorry?
But,
this is not a chosen retreat. It's not the newspaper going. No. We're going to retreat.
No, it's a retreat that's been forced on the newspaper, right. and suggests
you don't think an inevitable one. That is, it did not have to happen. You guys could stay in the building. It could still say Chicago Tribune on the side.
I think that's really up to the landlords and you know, the new owners, Golub and Company and the CIM Group of Los Angeles. They just wanted to turn it into profitable condo space.
This texter just texted in, yes, we care, exclamation
yeah.
point.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm out of time. This isn't the last conversation I'm going to have with the two of you about this, either as a group or individually, but I was just thinking about it and wanted you to run down and say hi to us today.
Well, thank you. And I'd just like to say to the listeners out there who continue to be Chicago Tribune readers, I mean, the newspaper continues to be a really vital operation.
Right.
I mean,
that's
I've
true.
Worked here for 33 years, and I've never seen it be more dedicated.
And more important.
It's just we're doing it with less money and fewer people.
And diminished ambition. I mean, let's face it. It's a smaller version of what it was.
Institutionally diminished ambition. But still, you know, we're committed to covering this city, to covering this state as well as we can with the people and money we have.
Right.
That's Mary Schmeek.
Within those limits, yeah.
That's Blair Kamen. Really interesting, you guys. Thanks for coming in and saying hi.
Thank you, John.
Continue
thank you
to
listeners.
Read them in the print edition of the Chicago Tribune. It comes out in paper. You can also read it online. Today would be a good day if you don't already to subscribe.